weekend is here, and yes, it's a short work week. It did feel a little bit longer than it should. Welcome to the show about food, fun places, and the mayhem of life for a fantastic Friday. It's Keyboard Friday, and a bit of a hangover day for our American friends after celebrating the 4th of July, likely staying up to watch some fireworks last night, eating some hot dogs. Let's get you into the weekend. Hey, who won the Nathan's hot dog eating contest? Oh, boy. Some disgusting stuff straight ahead. It was quite the display of carnage in New York yesterday. Oh my God. Hey, we've got some breaking news. Booze has come to 7-Eleven, and it starts today. You can get a cocktail at the convenience store. How interesting is that? Pick up a Slurpee on a Friday and get a little shot of tequila in it. We'll tell you which 7-Eleven is going to get this first in our area. Also, Winnipeg gets a shout-out in the new Eddie Murphy movie. It dropped on Wednesday. The new Beverly Hills Cop movie, XLF, is now available on Netflix. And they mentioned Winnipeg in it. And we've got a clip for you. And we're going to take a look at some of the other movies and TV shows where Winnipeg and Manitoba have been mentioned. Hollywood has not forgotten about our area, and we'll take a look at that coming up on the show this morning. Also, how Hollywood celebrated the 4th yesterday. An American Airlines flight made an emergency landing after a passenger exposed himself and goes pee in the aisle. Yes, another one of those stories for you. And how a late-night pizza craving took a guy on a Carnival cruise down to the cafeteria where he witnessed a couple of folks get into quite the melee, and you know, it just makes you really want to get on a cruise, I'll tell you. All the mayhem, there's a lot of it. However, I do have a good news travel story this morning, a positive one anyway. A Delta passenger got $5,000 yesterday just for being at the airport. But what happened? Why would he get paid $5,000 from Delta Airlines? We will share those details with you in just a bit. First, let's take a look outside and see how things are going this morning. And this is not in our area. This is a beach cam from the Royal Sands. This is a beach cam that we use quite often for our beach break. This is in Cancun this morning. This is a live shot of Cancun at this hour. Hurricane Beryl is hammering down on the Yucatan Peninsula. It is raining. It is windy. Wind gusts are close to 200 kilometers an hour. Pool, if anybody ever wanted some pool time, we got lots of room in the pool. There's no one in there. The wind is so strong, it's blowing the water right out of the pool. Those waves look like they're half the size of the buildings. Let's start with booze at 7-Eleven. What is with that? Holy cow, yes, booze has come to 7-Eleven. And in Manitoba,
you can buy Slurpees, pizza, and fried chicken. But in the coming months, alcohol will be added to the menu at this 7-Eleven. The location recently added in a walled-in dining area, which can seat up to 10 guests. And while sitting in this dining area, age-verified adults will be able to enjoy a glass of beer, wine, cider, and other ready-to-drink beverages alongside their meal. 7-Eleven has done this at other locations in Alberta and Ontario, but this is the first to offer alcohol here in Manitoba.
Yeah, pretty unusual.
Tequila with my Slurpee.
How can a convenience store be allowed to sell booze here in Manitoba? Did you get any answers to that?
Well, because in this case, Marilee, the 7-Eleven isn't really being considered a convenience store. It's being considered a dining space.
A bar. It's a 7-Eleven bar.
The Authority of Manitoba, or the LGCA, tells me it granted a liquor service license to the 7-Eleven, which allows the store to serve alcohol in the licensed dining area, but not sell it in the retail setting. So customers can get a beer while sitting in at 7-Eleven or when ordering a takeout or delivery order, but you can't walk up to the counter and ask for a six-pack. Now, any Manitoban...
But you can down a six-pack while you're sitting in there.
...buy booze at other grocery and convenience stores. Don't get your hopes up. A provincial spokesperson tells CTV News the province remains 100% committed to public liquor sales in Manitoba and has no plans to allow the sale of alcohol in private retail stores. Now, I was at the 7-Eleven today chatting with customers...
Having a few cocktails.
...what they think
like
about
a good reporter should.
Do you think you would stop by to pick up a beer or wine at a 7-Eleven?
Oh, absolutely. 100%. First reaction is, I guess it's progressive with the times. You're seeing other provinces doing it. I guess the big thing would be to make sure that anytime alcohol is served anywhere where there's going to be all ages around.
Looks like our 7-Eleven there. It's got the petrol.
It was originally a bad idea because of the safety for the staff. They've already had some.
Will there be bands playing in 7-Eleven? Can I have a drink and then watch a band, listen to a band?
It's going to be a bad idea.
Now, that safety concern was something raised by several of the folks I spoke with today. And I asked 7-Eleven about this, and they say there will be several controls in place to maintain a safe environment. The alcohol will be kept under lock and key and will only be served from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m.
11 a.m.
Staff will be given training around safe service and will need to ID anyone who looks younger than 30 years old in that dining area.
Interesting. All right, so Danton, when can Winnipeggers expect to dine in at 7-Eleven and have a drink?
Well, no date has been set.
Oh, Marilee's looking for a cocktail. It's Friday.
But 7-Eleven Canada says it plans to announce the launch this summer. It confirms it has not submitted any more applications to the LGCA to expand this service to other locations here in Winnipeg.
Okay, so it's probably going to be reserved for Winnipeg only. At least that's what it looks like right now. So if you're getting your hopes up thinking in our area we're going to be having a 7-Eleven bar pop up, you might have to go to Ness in Winnipeg for the experience of having a cocktail at your 7-Eleven. Oh, thank heaven for 7-Eleven. At 11 a.m., you'll be able to have a cocktail. Mama J.S. says, you think that that Winnipeg is the best market to test this in? Well, of course. What could possibly go wrong? Everybody's well-behaved in Winnipeg. Are you kidding me? Everything is just fine. What do you think of this? Would you go to 7-Eleven for a cocktail? 7-Eleven for a cocktail. Winnipeg has got center stage again in a new movie.
My great-grandfather.
Starring Eddie Murphy. Speaking of Winnipeg. The new movie is XLF. The new Beverly Hills Cop movie. And apparently he is talking hockey with one of the main characters in the movie. And here's a look at Beverly Hills Cop XLF from Netflix. It's on there now if you stream it. And there's a Winnipeg drop.
Do you? Then I am.
I think there's a couple of curse words in here, too.
My great-grandfather was actually a hockey player in the Negro Leagues in Winnipeg. The Winnipeg Black Guys.
Wait a second. There was a Negro... I mean... there was an all-black person hockey league?
Wait, so you're going to tell me that you're supposed to be a hockey fan, but you didn't realize there used to be a Negro League in hockey?
Shit. Axel, I am so sorry. I feel awful. Look, I can do better. I will do better.
You're fucking
so obviously
with me.
There's some hockey involved in this movie.
I can do better. I will be better. I will be. I don't have to stay this way. I can be a better white man.
That's me? Yeah, but if I do you, then I am.
And it's wildly offensive. My great-grandfather
so
was actually...
So there you go. Great-grandfather played hockey in Winnipeg. So shout out to Winnipeg in the movies. Coming up in the next little bit, I'll show you. It's not the first time that Winnipeg has had a shout out at... from Hollywood, whether it be TV or movies. But first, a sponsor message for our friends at Tim Hortons. You've always got time for Tim's. Make sure that you get yourself a flatbread pizza. I saw somebody got a Dutchie yesterday and posted pictures all over the internet. I got a Dutchie, bragging about a Dutchie. The Dutchies are one of the retro donuts that are back at Tim Hortons of Western Manitoba with 10 locations to serve you. The blueberry sour cream and the sugar twist. Again, the walnut crunch and the Dutchie are back too. Flatbread pizzas come in chicken, parmesan, bacon, everything, pepperoni, and simply cheese. Served hot out of the oven, perfect for lunch, perfect for a late evening snack. And of course, they've got the ice caps, the caramel ice cap or the Oreo double stuff ice cap, and sparkling quenchers too. You've always got time for Tim Hortons with 10 area locations to serve you in Brandon, Verdon, Neepawa, Dauphin, and Mooseman. Sunrise Credit Union has got their gas and grocery giveaway. Your opportunity to win $1,000 in gas and grocery gift cards from local businesses for one lucky member in each of the three districts for a total of $3,000. All members who have been approved for a new Sunrise Credit Union loan by August the 3rd are automatically entered into this giveaway. Which loans qualify? Personal, commercial, ag loans? Most loans, actually. It's just mortgages. Mortgage loans are not eligible. To learn more, go to sunrisecu.mb.ca. And Co-ops of West Man, you're at home here. Also, having some technical internet difficulties the last little while. Apparently, from everything that I'm seeing online, those technical difficulties seem to be wrapped up. Now it's just kind of playing catch-up, kind of like I'm doing today, because we were off for, well, we missed about 60 minutes while the modem decided to do an upgrade. Technology is fun. But anyway, things are back as they should, both in the beach bunker and for our Co-ops of West Man friends. And don't forget, great deals to be had at Co-op. Actually, there is chicken breast frozen. Co-op gold chicken breasts are on sale. I think it's four something a pound, which is a great price. They've got ribs on. I got to pick up some ribs this weekend too. $2.99 a pound. Great deal on chicken. Great deal on ribs. And a great deal on burgers too. Big boxes of burgers are on sale. Go online and check out the flyer. I would not steer you wrong. Check out the flyer. Co-ops of West Man. Go to your local co-op. Heritage, Pemina, Twin Valley, Valley View, Boundary, Neepaw Gladstone Co-op, and Hamiota Co-op too. Maybe you've seen this before. Winnipeg at the movies. Winnipeg represented in Hollywood. We were showing you just seconds ago how Winnipeg was represented in the new Beverly Hills Cop movie. It's not the first time that King of the Hill.
Manitoba 100, the official cigarette of the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. Wow.
you know, you're behaving just like I did last Tuesday night in Winnipeg.
Bob Newhart Show.
What are you doing?
And so I will deal with the rising militancy of American labor. I'll talk about the general strikes in Seattle and Winnipeg, the Boston police strike.
Oh, but we have an announcement.
I direct your attention to these forms, which I'm presently engaged in handing to you.
Futurama.
Sweet guinea pig of Winnipeg! They've taken over our company!
Balderdash, I never agreed to that.
We'll have to pass this off to one of our subsidiaries. You see, GE owns Kitchen Oil of Colorado, which in turn owns JMI of Stanford, which is a majority shareholder in PokerFastLane.com, which recently acquired the Shinehart Wig Company, which owns NBC outright. NBC owns Winnipeg Ironworks, which owns the Opchanagi Party Meats Corporation of Pyongyang, North Korea, and they...
Winnipeg Ironworks.
...make the meat machine.
So you have been in Canada this entire time?
Well, my aunt Agnes has a place in Winnipeg. I hadn't planned on
staying. Oh, that was Desperate Housewives.
I needed the time to find myself.
I should have stayed in Winnipeg, you know? I had a nice gallery, three paintings on the wall. Nobody ever came in.
If you would have stayed there...
Don't know what this is, but it's Angelina Jolie.
...a detailed sketch of the killer.
Winnipeg approach. Yes. Have that range again. Could you repeat, please?
Oh, that's the Gimli Glider movie. Well, that would make sense that they would mention Winnipeg in the Gimli Glider movie.
Winnipeg approach. What was that range? Could you repeat, please?
Make that 20 miles. 20.
Well, then we won't make it.
Say again?
We won't make it. There's no glide path that'll bring us into Winnipeg. If I keep this heading, I'll not only lose this aircraft, but I'll take half of Winnipeg
with
me. Oh,
in the Simpsons, yes.
Are you kidding? Oh. Annie Lebec, born Paul Quebec, drafted out of the juniors in the fifth round to the Toronto Maple Leafs. Mm-hmm. Played for a year with the Leafs, then traded to the Winnipeg Jets, then to Calgary, then to Boston.
Wow.
Can cash in the bonds Nana gave me, and most likely it'll be working.
Sopranos.
Oh, yeah. Some student film.
It's not a student film. It's a feature on DV Cam. Alvar hangs out with Dogma. He got honorable mention at the Winnipeg Film Festival last year for
Winnipeg,
his short.
Winnipeg! Oh, there's more. More Desperate Housewives.
So, Winnipeg. Must get pretty cold up there.
Oh, it does.
I'm driving to Winnipeg. You better get out when I've had enough.
Yes.
Absolutely, no problem.
That's a lot of movies and TV shows. Winnipeg has mentioned it. So not just Beverly Hills Cop.
Winnipeg. I'm Vivian, by the way.
You kids can't keep your heads to yourself. I'm going to turn this car around, and there'll be no Cape Canaveral for anybody.
The Simpsons.
That's it. Back to Winnipeg.
Yeah, that is awesome. So Winnipeg is mentioned quite a few times by Hollywood. It's not, and actually some of those mentions are a lot bigger than the Beverly Hills Cop mention that Eddie Murphy did. But it's really cool. So again, if you missed it at the start of part two of the show, you can rewind, go back. Eddie Murphy mentions Winnipeg in the new Beverly Hills Cop movie. XLF that has dropped as of Wednesday on Netflix. So yeah, there you go. Another pop-up sale going on. Take a look at this. 3 days only, up to 40% off, and you get to save the tax on select bedroom and dining furniture. So if you're looking for something for the bedroom, if you're looking for some dining furniture, this is your weekend. It starts today, goes through till Sunday, only at Leon's, 3635 Victoria Avenue in Brandon, where you can also save the tax on select furniture and mattresses. Even on sale prices, you will save the tax. View the flyer at leons.ca and pop by and see them at 3635 Victoria Avenue in Brandon in the West End. App Law Office is your legal assistance just waiting for you on 18th Street if you're buying or selling a home. Maybe you're doing some house shopping this weekend. You're going to need a lawyer to make the deal final, and that's why you're going to need the fine folks at App Law Office. They'll help you with real estate transactions, corporate law matters, estate concerns. Trust App Law Office, building lasting relationships one case at a time. They want to be your trusted advisors at App Law Office, 642 18th Street, Unit A across from the RBC on 18th Street. And Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express. Before you go on that summer road trip, make sure you get your vehicle looked at Murray's. They'll get that oil change done for you. They'll also check those filters for you, make sure that you are road ready, good to go. Go up to Allison's, have yourself some carrot cake before you rip out of there. And at the same time, you're going to be helping some great groups in our community because they make a donation to Bear Clan, Helping Hands, and Samaritan House every time you go to get an oil change. That's at Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express, 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon.
Over two centuries ago, it was England that taxed our tea. Now it's Brussels trying to regulate our companies. Under new European regulations, American businesses face crushing fines, forced disclosures, and foreign red tape that kills jobs here at home. America's laws should be written in America, not Brussels. Reject European regulatory overreach and uphold Trump's trade deal. Paid for by Americans for Limited Government.
4th of July yesterday, it is time for hot dogs.
Ethan's famous international hot dog contest. We're here at the corner.
This is what aired on ESPN.
New York, Kings County, it's Independence Day. A throng building in anticipation.
Look at the people watching the mayhem that is about to unfold.
We are all
Americans. Oh, this is pretty gross.
Right,
you know, I don't think that they should be doing this contest where they allow them to dip their hot dogs in water. And they're scarfing down. Look at them scarf. Don't try this at home, kids. It is really, really gross.
Right now
they should see how many they can eat without putting the buns in water. Allow them to drink water, for God's sakes. Of course. Oh, this is just disgusting.
It's like this year's quarterback class.
Just gross. 50 hot dogs, and they just keep bringing them. They keep bringing plate after plate after plate.
I love the guy. He's like a character in a Richard Ford novel.
Oh, my God.
Patrick Bernaletti, 58, Nathan's famous hot dogs and buns.
58 damn hot dogs.
In second place, the great Jeffrey Espar.
That is insane.
Patrick Bertoletti.
What could he do if he was just having them without the watered down bun, though?
A very hard fought battle. Patrick, how do you feel? Incredible performance. I've never seen you so in sync. How do you feel?
It was all focused today.
I feel like I got a barf.
Hot water, and I wasn't going to stop eating.
Oh, and it's hot water. Gross.
Ladies and gentlemen. The number 9 ranked eater in the world, that's going to change today. 275 jalapeno peppers, and 58 hot dogs and buns. Patrick Bertoletti!
What the hell do the jalapeno peppers have to do with this?
Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, God, that is insane. Look, he's got some mustard belt.
Patrick Bertoletti, mustard you wanted belt. To hoist that mustard belt for so long.
Oh,
how
yeah,
does it feel
how
now?
Does it
you
feel?
Told us it's going to be life-changing. Is it that?
It's going to be life-changing.
The never the bride, but today I'm getting married.
58 hot dogs. You wanted to eclipse that number of 55. You did more than a decade. What did it take to get here?
3 months of practice, dedication, and I just can't believe it.
I had to hang out with my buddy Tyler Glenn and practice on his patio, and we just ate 58 hot dogs every Friday. We would get together. It was Hot Dog Friday. We would get together, and I was partly responsible for the big victory. Way to go, Patrick Bertoletti. Oh, remember that name. It'll be burned into your psyche. He'll be everywhere. Hawk 2, girl, forget it. You'll be looking for this guy. Keeping the pink. Have a great weekend. Have a great weekend. Thank you for your patience and at least being part of the show about half an hour. We're half an hour in now. Thank you so much. Imagine going through all that and not winning, says Blessed Mama. Go ahead and puke it out. That's what they do when it's done. It's like they go around the corner. They puke it out. Now, this one is not as gross. It's not as long either. It takes about 90 seconds. I didn't know they did this until I was actually watching the broadcast yesterday on ESPN, and it's a lemonade contest. So this is not gross. This is like, how quickly could you chug a gallon of lemonade?
We got another competition. I know, Rich, it's one of your favorites. It is the Nathan's Lemonade Chugging Competition.
A new world record. 21 seconds, a new world record. 1 gallon of Nathan's famous lemonade. The once and future champion of the world, Badlands Booker.
Badlands Booker. Oh, yeah. So, a gallon that you'd have to. So, what would you do? Would you eat like salt and vinegar potato chips to kind of prepare for something like that? How would you prepare for something like that? You would not drink anything, I'm thinking, all morning. You would just be waiting to chug all that back, probably just like be shoveling salt into your face. You step up and it's like, I am so thirsty. Oh my God, I am thirsty. From yesterday, 4th of July, lots of hot dogs, hot dog eating contest, people having fun with hot dogs. And of course, the best hot dog buns on planet Earth are at Kuiper's Family Bakery. Don't mess around. If you're doing hot dogs for somebody, and they mean anything to you, you love them. They could be a friend, could be a neighbor, could be a relative. You've got to cook your hot dogs and then put them in a Kuiper's bun. Kuiper's hamburger and hot dog buns, the official buns of summer. And your grill is going to thank you for it. Go to Kuiper's Family Bakery at 1411 First Street, just north of the First and Richmond Corner beside Tasty's. It's not just hot dogs and hamburger buns. And if you've been in there, you know that already. Cinnamon buns, sticky buns. They've got cookies. They've got loaves. They have got sausage rolls. They come in beef and pork. They've got pizza buns and sugar cookies. If it's coming out of the oven, it's going into your tummy. They've got lots of favorites for you at Kuiper's Family Bakery. Your family bakery at 1411 First Street, just north of the First and Richmond Corner, beside Tasty's. At Auto Fashion, oh, they are busy. I was talking to Cass yesterday, and Cass was telling me the hail claims are coming in. If you know of somebody that has suffered some hail damage to their vehicle, don't be shy. They'd love to hear from you. And thank you so much to those who have heard about Auto Fashion on this show and have gone in and said, I heard that you're on the Tyler Glenn Show. I need to get my car fixed up. They also do detailing, cleaning the car inside and out. It's not detailing. It's fine auto finishing at Auto Fashion. And, of course, with the paintless dent repair, your hail damage can be fixed. They're SGI and MPI accredited. So go see them at Auto Fashion, 255 17th Street North behind Lee's Buffet. At Elkhorn Resort, Clarso Nordic Spa, big success on Wednesday with the all-you-can-eat ribs. But what I want you to know is that they've got a magician coming to the Elkhorn this weekend. If you're going to be up at Clear Lake, you're going to want to take the kids to the Elkhorn Resort because Mr. Richard is there tomorrow at 2 p.m. Voted best in Winnipeg. He's got one show only. Advance tickets are $10. They're $15 at the door. Kids are going to love this. This is what the Elkhorn's going to be doing all summer. Not magicians, but they've got entertainment. They've got stuff happening at the bar. There's all kinds of stuff happening at the Elkhorn, and you need to remember that if you're going to be hanging out at Clear Lake this summer. And remember Wednesdays, all you can eat ribs for $25, and they throw a spread. It is amazing. Elkhorn Resort, Clarso, Nordic Spa, Clear Lake. My friends at Rogers Wireless. Red Wireless on 18th Street, your Rogers authorized dealer in the Robinson Mall across from the Keystone Center, where you can get a $50 credit if you upgrade your existing phone, a $100 credit on a new activation, add a line to your existing account, or $100 credit if you add wireless home internet starting at just $45 a month. $45 a month for wireless home internet plug and play from Rogers. Maybe my provider got mad at me because I've got a new sponsor and they were not happy. No, that's not true. I'm kidding. It was a modem update. I have to be completely hardwired into the system and that modem is just... Gotta hate when that kind of stuff happens. But you know who's going to help you out? Red Wireless on 18th Street. And you know what they'll also do? They'll give you a free pair of AirPod Pro headphones. Just buy three accessories and enter the free draw. Over at Red Wireless on 18th Street, your Rogers authorized dealer in the Robinson Mall across from the Keystone Center, across from Canada Inns there. And finally, Skydancer Casino, a great fireworks show last night. The Thomas Carnival continues till Sunday. I believe the Midway opens at 11 a.m. and is open until 9 o'clock in the evening, I do believe. So you're going to want to check that out at the Sky Dancer Casino. Corn dogs, cotton candy, and all kinds of good stuff. Noon till 9:30. The Midway is open noon till 9:30. $20 U.S., you ride all day. That is happening at the Sky Dancer Casino, just 88 minutes south of Brandon in Belcourt, North Dakota. Of course, they've got Hunter Hayes coming in November. Can't wait for that. The Nelly Show in August. This guy is on a Carnival cruise, and like many of us, in the middle of the night, he decides that he is going to go get some pizza. And in doing so, he goes down to the area where you get pizza, and he hears a whole bunch of loud noise. And it's because a fight is about to break out. He pulls out his phone. So TikTok has taken the full fight video down. I can explain it to you. It's not too bad, but TikTok is being really strict on this stuff. It's a whole lot of wrestling. Some chairs were thrown around at each other. So all he wants to do is get some pizza.
Get this on video. It's about to go down. World star. Let's go.
It's about to go down.
Oh, shit. I'm glad I woke up.
I woke up in the middle of the night to get some pizza. This is going to be a melee.
Let's go.
Girls, there's plenty of me to go around. Seriously. That's what I would have done. I would have walked right into the middle of that. Uh-oh. Here come the bat. The curse words are starting to fly. Say, ladies, don't fight over me. There's lots to go around. And, of course, this guy could have just gotten his pizza and left, but no, he's going to get some content for the old ticky-tucky. Oh, here come the chairs.
Who wants some pizza? Who wants some pizza? Right?
Who wants pizza? He does. That's what he came for. That's all he wanted.
Come
was...
Come on, guys. Let's get some pizza.
Jalen, nah, bro.
Okay, if you're looking for this on TikTok or YouTube, his name is RosarioMan123. RosarioMan123. And the full fight, it breaks out. He cuts this off. Because they start throwing chairs, they start wrestling. And the thing is that it really gets carried away. I would play it. I don't want TikTok to shut me down. So I will actually, what I will do is I'll put it on my website though, tylerglenshow.com, so you can have a look. It won't be hard to find. I'll put it with the rest of the content that we had on today, and it gets crazy. So chairs start getting thrown, and they're not really throwing a whole lot of punches, but they're wrestling with each other. And the guy that's filming, it doesn't matter what part of the dining area he goes into, they end up falling towards him. And he's like, oh my God. Oh God. Hey. I just wanted some pizza. I just wanted some pizza. I know he wanted some pizza, but he also wanted to get some content views on TikTok. Anyway, I'll post it on my website at TylerGlennShow.com after the show is done so that you can have a look-see for yourself, because it is on YouTube. Now, to the guy who got $5,000 just for being at the airport, what the hell does a person got to do to make $5,000? Well, this Delta passenger gave up his seat twice in the same day. What a nice guy. One Delta passenger found that on an overbooked flight, you could get $2,000 in compensation. Has this ever happened to you? Do you know of anybody that this has happened to? It happened to me one time when the Grey Cup was in Winnipeg. What would that have been? 1991. I was at college in Saskatoon, and I couldn't be away. There was no such thing as missed days at school, or else you had a risk of failing your grade. Failing out of the course, actually. And so it was important that I got to Winnipeg and back as quickly as possible. So I saved up through the summer, knowing full well that come Grey Cup time, I was going to have to fly from Saskatoon to Winnipeg, not the biggest flight in the world. It's like 40 minutes. And went to Winnipeg. Everything's fine. Went to the football game. Everything was great. It was cold as hell. Rocket Ismail scored the first touchdown. John Candy was there. That was the one when John Candy owned the Toronto Argonauts, if you remember that. So I went to the airport to get out of Winnipeg, and that was a shit show because it was right after the game was done. And the airline said, we are looking for volunteers to stay behind because we've overbooked the flight. And you will be compensated. And so I went up to the counter and I said, what's the compensation? And they said, it's $1,000 cash, a night in the hotel of your choice, and you get a $100 food and beverage coupon for room service. And then we will book you on the next available flight at no charge. Flying by myself, had to get back to college. I'm thinking, holy shit, that's a good deal. I get on the phone to my professor or dean or whoever, the guy who runs the school I was at. And I said, look, I'm at the Grey Cup. I can't get out. The planes are all full. I don't know, but I can get out tomorrow. I'm just going to be late for class. Is that going to be okay? Does that count as a missed day? And he says, no, that's okay. You called. Thank you for doing that. I said, okay, awesome. I'll see you late on Monday when I get, because I'll be flying in Monday morning. So then I went back to the counter. I said, yep, you got a volunteer right here. Paid for my weekend at the Grey Cup. Struggling college student, no more. Then they said, what hotel you want? I said, just give me the nicest one close to the airport. So I can't remember which one it was, but I stayed close to the airport. And then they said, here's your $100 card for, but it's room service only. And I'm thinking, hey, I was just at the Grey Cup. I was still half full of beer. And I'm thinking, I want some drinks. Well, you can't use this in the bar. It's for room service only. So I room serviced up like a whole bunch of booze. It was like 8 o'clock at night. I'm like, bring one plate of nachos. Okay, that's $25. You have $75. Bring $75 worth of booze. Bring a, are you serious, sir? Yes, I've got this gift card. I got to use it up. The airline gave it to me for being a good person and a volunteer. This guy really made out like a bandit. $2,000 for one flight, and then on the second flight he volunteered, he got $3,000. So yeah, you're delayed. And if you can afford to be delayed, you really got to ask when they say, we're overbooked. Do we have any volunteers willing to give up their seat? You run up there and you ask. There he is. American Airlines has more involuntary denied boardings than any other airline. In fact, all airlines combined. The most the Department of Transportation in the U.S. requires airlines to compensate passengers is $1,500 for an involuntary bump. Delta will give passengers more than this to attract volunteers. But an airline can save money by just involuntarily bumping them and paying out the DOT amount, which is less, obviously, $1,500. When a flight is oversold, the carrier doesn't have to pay out cash if it's an aircraft swap. That's pretty obvious. They really do not want to give me cash. They just offered me $10,000 in travel credit. Holy cow, this person put on X. This is how badly United doesn't want to give me cash. A $10,000 travel credit? How would you... That kind of blows my mind. That you could basically go anywhere you want a couple times because they overbooked. It's illegal for them to overbook. And that's why you can make out fairly well. Here's an agent begging passengers to take $1,300. Oh, that's a lot of money, ladies and gentlemen. You understand me? You need to look me in the eye. Just let this $1,300 go by. $1,300? You could do a lot of stuff with $1,300.
Passengers for Delta Flight 5637 to Columbus, we're still looking for 3 volunteers. At this time, we're offering $1,300. $1,300. The 3 passengers for tomorrow.
Sold. Oh, they started at $800. They've been increasing.
$1,300, ladies and gentlemen, for tomorrow at 9 a.m. You see, so this is $1,300 each.
Wow.
$1,300 each.
And rebooking at no charge.
That's a lot of money, ladies and gentlemen. You're just standing here looking me in the eye and just letting this $1,300 go by. Come on. $1,300. You can do a lot of stuff with that.
Wonder how you had to go. You got two.
Do I have my $1,300 volunteer?
He gets...
Yeah, I got two. I need one more.
I would do it too. Yeah, that's some good cash. $1,300 US dollars. That's almost 2,000 Canadian dollars. Man. So anyway, that's how the guy made out with $5,000 by simply going to the airport. He was attempting to get on an airplane, and it was illegally overbooked, which the airline is required to give you compensation. And that's how that rolls. So it's, you know, if they've overbooked the flight, you know, your ears should perk up next time you're at the airport. Your ears should perk up and you go, oh, is there going to be some cash in it for me? There might be. An American Airlines flight was forced to make an emergency landing in New York after a passenger urinated in the aisle and exposed himself. How delightful. In the meantime, hey, have a great weekend, and we'll see you on Monday at 7 o'clock. Thanks again, you guys. Take care. For all the details on the show today, please visit my website at tylerglennshow.com. You'll also get the podcast edition of the show. It's 40 minutes or less. And again, it's available at tylerglennshow.com. Thank you so much for being here, guys, for food and fun places and the mayhem of life. Have a great weekend. We'll see you on Monday.